Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that are working so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can have the life that you love, to be with those that you love. And you want to be able to have that life, not just for yourself, not just for comfort and convenience, but you want that life because you want to create a ripple effect of your own. Just as I'm trying to create a ripple effect through your life, you're creating a ripple effect through your life as well to be able to be better showing up as a servant, to serve more people, to bless more lives, and to create a massive impact in this world. As we prosper together, this world changes for the better. And I'm proud to call you guys Ripplers. I'm proud to have you there. I appreciate some of you guys that come up and say you're Ripplers. I don't know how to respond to it sometimes because honestly, it kind of makes me blush. You know, especially when there are people I respect, like many of you. I mean, there's people from all walks of life, very successful people, and people are starting out. And when you guys say that you're a Rippler too, it puts a smile on my face, but it seriously humbles me too. So I appreciate you guys being a part of this movement because that's what it's all about, right? It's about bettering your life and blessing the lives of those around you. And that is the ripple effect I've always envisioned from the beginning, even when I started Money Ripples. So as a reminder, you can check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great blogs on there and great stuff too, as well as a free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, that you guys can download for free. So check that out too. So today I want to talk about how do we protect your cash flow? You know, it's so much fun to talk about offense, right? It's so sexy to talk about ways to create cash flow and passive streams of income, which we do all the time on the show, right? And there's plenty of things that we bring up about how to do that. But you know what? It's, you know, especially when you're in football season, right? There's no good offense without a good defense. You've got to have a great defense. And that's the thing is that the defense is actually the part that's not as exciting for most people. You know, this is the part that most people think, okay, cool. But yeah, Chris, show me the money. Well, I also want to show you how to keep the money because why would we go through all this hassle trying to create all this wealth for you if it could be taken away in one moment? If it could be taken away with one little event that happens in your life that takes it all away, what good was that? You understand what I'm saying? Like, we got to have that in place. And so I want to talk about those things that will protect your cash flow to ensure that cash flow can keep coming in, that you won't be running out of cash, or at least be able to maximize your chances for success. Because high risk does not create high returns, no matter what they tell you. That's what people tell you when they want you to take all the risk so they don't have to. So I want to talk about how to protect your cash flow, not just from recessions, but from everything, you know, from life that happens. Because as one commercial says, life comes at you fast, right? And I think I almost quoted Ferris Bueller to mix in with that commercial. So we'll just keep it at that. You know, you gotta make sure you roll the punches, but at the same time, we gotta make sure that we protect you in any way possible. So what are the ways you protect your cash flow? One, first and foremost, cash reserves. I've talked about this on the show before when we talk about recession proofing yourself. Cash reserves is one of the most basic fundamental things to have in place. This is something you gotta have in at least something there, you know. I just spoke today. I just trained about, you know, 10 different hairstylists. I was at a salon doing a training. And as we're talking with them, I talked about one of the biggest things they need to have, even before worrying about aggressively paying off loans or anything like that, or even investing, is building up some cash reserves, especially because some of them even want to buy a house. They want to buy their first home. I said, well, guess what? The bank doesn't care how awesome your credit score is if, one, your debt to income ratio is too high, or two, and especially two, you don't have the cash reserves. Because if you don't have the cash reserves in place, they won't trust you because they know, hey, that money could be gone. But if you're proven to at least show some savings and keep it there and not touch it, right? As not for just for emergencies, but that can also be something to help you leverage getting the best interest rates on your loans, this could be a humongous factor. You know, again, I learned this, you know, as I mentioned in that previous episode about the recession-proofing yourself, I had mentioned that in the last recession, one of the biggest things that could have helped me survive that and even stay with a level head much better than going into desperation mode, which drives away money. One of the best things I could have done is have liquid cash available, not trapped in my properties, you know, not having equity there saying, hey, look at me, you know, no, like I would have been better off having that money in cash, liquid reserves that I could use, whether it's in like checking or savings accounts, money market accounts, life insurance, cash value, whatever it might be, that it's there, it's accessible and I can use it. So that's got to be number one. That's, I call that abundance insurance. You know, when you've got cash in there, knowing that you, if something were to go wrong, you have something you could fall back on, right? You know, you don't need, if for those of you in business, this is huge. You don't need that one customer, that one client, because you know you've got money sitting there. You can choose who you work with. And by the way, when you have that kind of attitude and that kind of energy, people choose you too. And the right people choose you, not the wrong ones. That's huge. You want to make sure you have that. You know, so definitely one is you want to make sure you've got some sort of cash reserves in place. Two, you need some legal protection. For almost any of you, you probably need some sort of estate plan, right? Especially if you're married and you're having kids, you're going to want to have wills and trusts, like living wills and trusts and things like that to help protect your family. Also, for those of you that are in investing or you have a business, you need some sort of corporation. Now, it depends on your state and what kind of business you're doing. It depends on the type of corporation, but you need something to separate your assets from you. You need something to separate you from your businesses or your investments. Something that if somebody were to sue you, they can't get to everything. And the problem is many people, even if they have a business type of entity, if they're not doing the right things, if you're not, for example, if you're not doing all the, you know, crossing your T's and dotting your I's when it comes to your corporation, you're not doing all the meeting minutes, or you're not treating your corporation like it's supposed to be treated, doing the annual meetings, if it's a corp, you know, like S or C corp, you know, if you're doing your, or even an LLC, taxes in S corp, you know, you need to do those annual meetings. You got to make sure you're doing your right bookkeeping and things of that nature. If you don't do these things, hey, you get into a court of law and they see that you're not treating your business like a real business, or you're doing what's even worse, you're commingling your funds between your, because you don't have a business and a personal accounts that are separate. Guess what? Judge is going to say, well, if you don't treat your business like a business, we won't either. Boom. Everything's now exposed. Everything's liable. So by the way, you know, one of the things I do to keep help separate some of my liability is I know at least in the state of Utah, and this is true for most states, not all, but for most, I know that all of the money that's in my life insurance cash value for my personal policy is 100% protected. Doesn't matter if there's millions of dollars sitting in there, no one can get to that money in case of a lawsuit or in case of creditors trying to come after me or whatever it might be that might happen, they can't get to it. That's true of most states. Some states is limited protection. They might only protect like $250,000 or something like that. But still, you know, that's where I keep some of my money. I keep a lot of those reserves for that reason. I have liquid cash just in case something like that comes up. You know, the other thing too, what else can you use for protection is, you know, I mentioned, you know, like insurance for the savings component, but there's also insurances in general. You know, you got the legal work, you got your cash reserves, and now you need insurances too. Now, insurances is probably the part that people like the least, because we've been taught this our whole lives, right? We're taught that insurance is a necessary evil and all that kind of crap, which, by the way, I was telling people that too when I was selling insurance. You know why I was doing that? Because that's what insurance companies tell you to teach people. Why are they telling you to teach people that? Because they want you to get the minimal amount of coverage with the highest cost, because the minimal coverage you get, the higher you pay. And then three, on top of that, they want to make sure that you cancel your insurance at some point when you have enough quote-unquote assets to self-insure. Just so you know, guys, I don't know about you, but the more assets I have, doesn't that mean the more I want to protect them? It's just like the whole moat and castle analogy. Like if you have the bigger the castle, the bigger the moat you want to protect the castle. You wouldn't say, well, the castle's so big and so awesome, I don't need a moat. You know, they're going to have to scale those walls. Good luck. No, there's more exposed. Why would I all of a sudden say, why would I drain the moat because now I have a bigger castle? Heck no, I'm going to widen that moat. I'm going to set up freaking, you know, tar and fire pits and dragons and whatever the crap else I'm going to put there. I'm going to put stuff around to protect me. And that's the way it should be for you guys too. Now, what are those things you should have? Now, I'm not talking about like little cancer policies, things like that. Most of those things are kind of a waste of money. I'm talking about basic things like, one, life insurance. We talked about that. Two, auto insurance. Make sure you have good coverage on that. Make sure you actually have good catastrophic coverage in case something does go wrong. With that auto insurance and even homeowners insurance, you know, you can have higher deductibles, but also have higher coverages. Also getting an umbrella policy. By the way, the cool thing is if you get the minimal required amount on your home as well as your auto policy to qualify for an umbrella policy, you can usually buy more protection for less money, usually. I mean, you want to shop around with the rates and whatnot, but you can definitely do that. Now, there's another piece too that I think a lot of us don't think about, and this is for not just cash flow today, but cash flow long term. And this comes with, when we talk about health insurance, I mean, the health piece of things, like there's not a whole lot we can do anymore. I mean, now it's more like whether or not you want to use the quote unquote Affordable Care Act that's no longer affordable, especially for those of us that make more money. It's now becoming unaffordable and becoming a ridiculous waste of money. So therefore, what we do is we usually do things like health share accounts. You know, I love health share, by the way, especially if you're more about preventative health care, you know, not just sick care, but health care. If you're more in that category, I think health share can be a great option or alternative to doing the traditional insurance that it's now not even traditional anymore. That could be true today. It may not be true when you listen to this in like a few years, but as of right now, that's definitely a great alternative, especially if you're looking more like high deductible policies and you don't really use health insurance that much. That could save you a lot in premiums. The second thing I want to talk about too, there's two different types that are cash flow protection. One is disability insurance. Disability insurance really should be called income insurance, because that's what it really is doing. It's protecting your income. You know, this is one of the biggest concerns for my wife. One, she wanted to make sure I had life insurance. She wanted to make sure she was protected in case, hey, you know, someone who's a big breadwinner in the family is gone, right? That's a big hit financially. So we should have life insurance. But she was also concerned about, what if you don't die, Chris? Because she's like, if I know anything about Chris, he's stubborn. Chris does not give up. You know, Chris could likely be a vegetable and still be kicking, right? Or still be alive. Maybe not kicking, you know, but at least his head, maybe his eyes are blinking. Maybe that's about it, right? But anyways, I mean, so disability is a very real thing. And I remember thinking, like, in my 20s, I'm like, I don't need disability insurance. And I said that to an insurance agent once. I'm like, I don't need disability because I have my brain. My brain is where I make most of my money. And he looked at me like I was an idiot and said, well, don't you think your brain could be disabled too? Don't you think there's issues like that? And then I thought right back to my grandmother who died of Parkinson's. I was like, oh yeah, that happened to her and it affected her mentally and then physically too. He's like, yeah, exactly. Duh. And so, you know, as a result, I could start getting disability insurance. And that was one of the biggest things. Outside of life insurance, disability insurance was the thing that my wife says, Chris, you need to have this, because if something happens to you, even if you're in an accident or something, I want to make sure that income and cash flow streams keep coming in. Now, granted, you know, those of us that are doing passive income streams as well, right? Whether it be through business models or whether it be through, you know, investments and things like that, right? Still, those things can be affected as well. You know, it's, you never know what's going to happen. Things can be temporary. So to have that in place, like, yeah, I might pay a pretty penny for getting as much coverage as they could give me on the disability side. But hey, that's fine, you know, because honestly, that's an investment. And here's the truth, guys. You're four times more likely to become disabled before 65 than dying before 65. That's why when I use life insurance, I don't just worry about the death benefit. I'm worried more about the life benefit and how can I leverage it. That's why I'm not a big fan of just doing term, right? And so disability is a big thing. Here's the other thing, long-term care. This is one that most people should be really concerned about right now, especially if you're under the age of about 60. You know, and even if you're over the age of 60, this is something you're probably already concerned about. But even if you're young, this is critical, because here's the thing is that right now I just did my continuing education courses for my insurance licenses, right? So I've had my insurance licenses for 18 years. I have to keep renewing them. And that's kind of what keeps me in the financial advisor realm, right? You know, and of course in that, they started talking about long-term care and the aging demographic of the population of the baby boomers and soon and my generation, the Gen Xers and everybody else. And they're saying now, they're like, okay, we're moving into a weird place because now we're going to have tons of retirees. And right now the baby boomer generation, if you're under the age of 65, I know the first baby boomer is right around 75 right now, you know, about 74, 75 years old. But for those that are of that generation, I mean, they're saying if you're under the age of 65, you have a 70% chance of needing some sort of assisted care living or facility, whether it's nursing home, assisted living, whether it's in-house care, whatever it might be. You have a 70% chance of needing that. And if you're a woman, you are likely the one that's going to need it. So it's even more essential for the woman, but it's even true for the man too. And remember, some of these assisted care facilities can be anywhere from $6,500 to $8,500 a month. $6,500 to $8,500 a month. So think about this. Even if you built up all these assets, you do exactly what we talk about in this show, and you build up all this passive income and everything else, and then boom, you're now hit with this extra $6,500 to $8,500 a month bill. This is not going to be cool. And especially if you don't want to be in the run-of-the-mill people where you're trying to, well, one, you may or may not be able to qualify for Medicare and things like that anyways. But think about this, is that what if that means you have to, it's a choice between going to a facility that you would absolutely despise and hate and want to die faster versus being in a place that's more like home and maybe you can even see your family and do stuff and have more freedom. That's a big deal. So guys, that long-term care is so critical. So critical. And if you're my age in your 40s, the likelihood is you guys are going to be alive long enough to use it, you know, and one of you will be. If you're husband and wife, it's almost 100% chance that one of you is probably going to end up using it. And so anyways, I know this is a lot of stuff that we just threw at you, but this defense is so important because like I said, who cares all the money you can make if one life event could destroy it all? Why would you spend so many years trying to work and toil and try to create all this money only to have it taken away? So guys, this is why you got to have a great defense. Your best offense is a good defense. And then you can focus on your offense when you know that's in place. People will say, oh yeah, but there's all these premiums. Yeah, well, you don't complain about investments. You don't complain about the fact that you pay closing costs whenever you buy a new property. That doesn't come back to you. That money's gone. It's not like you're putting a down payment. You have the down payment, but then you have to pay a closing cost. Do you whine about that all the time? Maybe you do. But the truth is that those are costs of doing business. You pay for a property manager. I pay for a property manager every single month. I pay a monthly fee for a property manager just for that peace of mind. Guys, it's no different. It's no different at all. I could do my own property management, but I don't want to. You know, I could self-insure, but I don't want to. Why would I put all that money at risk? That means I have to keep it liquid. That means I have to keep it from being invested when I could be making better returns by having it out there invested. You get what I'm saying here? It's like by having a good defense, you can actually focus on the offense and get more of your offense working for you versus sitting on the defensive sidelines. That's what we're talking about. You know, I'll give you one quick tip. So for those of you guys that are interested, like with health insurance, disability, or even long-term care, I'm basically going to refer you to one of my guys. He doesn't even know it. So this is going to be so much fun. But I'm going to refer you to one of my guys. Just so you know, he kind of sounds like Ben Stein when you talk to him on the phone. So it's hilarious. It's like Bueller, but he's talking about insurances. Good news is he's so passionate about it that you get a little more excited version of Ben Stein. But not much more. But I'll tell you, like, especially for this long-term care or disability insurance and things like that, I mean, he can look over your health insurance. Probably most of you guys have this in place already. So disability or long-term care, if you need help with that, go ahead and reach out to this guy. His name is Greg Nelson. Greg Nelson. His email is Greg, just, you know, G-R-E-G, right, at S-B. That's at, like as in Sierra Bravo. So sbcoach.net. That's Greg at sbcoach.net. And I'll put that in the show notes too, but you know, reach out to him, you know, and I'll tell you, like, the guy is a genius at this stuff. I mean, he's the guy that read the entire Obama Healthcare Affordable Care Act before it was law. He wanted to know what it was going to be in case it became law. He read the freaking entire 2,700 pages. And he'll tell you, of course, in his, you know, in kind of in his way, he'll say, well, actually I sped read it. It's like, okay, well, thanks, Eeyore. You're like, it was awesome. Like, you're genius for doing it. I wouldn't have got past the title, the cover page. You know, I wouldn't want to read that thing. Most politicians didn't want to read that thing. So the fact that he did it was pretty incredible. And so very knowledgeable guy, but very caring, just awesome and huge on protection. So if you're looking for help, especially on the disability or that long-term care side, or like I said, really not just disability insurance, but cash flow insurance, right? Reach out to him, Greg Nelson, like I said. So Anyway, guys, I hope this was helpful. I hope this was impactful, and I hope this helps build the other part of your plan so that you can actually create passive income with peace of mind at the same time and real financial freedom, not fake financial freedom, but true financial freedom where you don't have that worry. You don't have that scarcity dragging you down. You can actually live and breathe and be in abundance as a result of that. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we will see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.